So because I was really good at learning to sell my own products and my own training, I figured I might as well share that knowledge with other traders and not be greedy with it and say, I'm just going to only keep it for myself, but I'm now training other traders on how to grow their businesses as well.
Welcome to the My Future Business Show, where we get you in front of your best audience and keep you there. Not only are we interviewing the biggest names in business to help you become even more successful, we're inviting you to book your spot on the show to help you grow your business. So at the end of the call, make sure you fill in the interview application form at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. Hi and welcome to the My Future Business Show. My name is Rick Nusky and it's an exciting day. The sun is up. It's early morning where I am and it's in the afternoon where my next special guest is. I'd like to introduce to the show today, Casey Stubbs. How are you, Casey?
I'm good, Rick.
What's been happening?
Well, I've been working hard these last few weeks, just trying to grow the business.
Very good, very good. So what is it that you do in your business?
Well, I'm primarily a traffic generator for financial media companies. And when I say traffic, I mean web traffic.
Web traffic. So it's purely online, sort of digital marketing.
Yeah, totally online, yes.
Fantastic. So what is the process for the finance industry any different, I guess, fundamentally from any other marketing?
I actually have experience primarily in the financial, but I've always believed that it's pretty similar across the board. Mm-hmm. I think financials, you know, regarding it, it's about making money and using the stock market and things like that. So I know that the cost to get those type of leads, it can be a little bit higher than some of the other traffic on the websites.
Well, look, we'll come back to that, but I'm looking at your bio and your website, and you have a fascinating story. I'd love to share a little bit about your personal background, what you do in your time away from the business, and a little bit about your time in the Army. Could we talk about that for a while?
Sure, absolutely. That sounds great.
Yeah, look, I'm always interested to talk with veterans and you know, find out if any of that experience you know, triggered what you do today.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it was pretty good in teaching me to perseverance mm-hmm. through tough times, because they kind of drill that into you that you just don't give up. I kind of had that inside of me anyways, but that just kind of helped reinforce that. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that definitely helped me transition into business, because business isn't easy. It's just there's lots of ups and downs.
So this gave you that, I guess, that commitment, that perseverance, and, you know, that ability to stay focused, didn't it?
Yeah, definitely helped with that. And I was actually I was in the military, in the Army, for about 9.5 years, from 1996 to 2005. Mm-hmm. And did some deployments. Mm-hmm. I was deployed to Kosovo. I was deployed to Bosnia. I was stationed in Germany. And I also did 13 months over in Iraq.
Wow. So that's certainly opens your eyes to the world and everything in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it actually was really a great experience for me, especially in the fact that it introduced me to new cultures.
Yeah.
You know, in the United States, we tend to think that the whole world revolves around us. And so most of the people that you meet over here, and I don't know if you've been over here or not, but most of the people over here don't even know what it's like in the next state, let alone in another country. And so when I was 19 and traveling into some of these other countries that are so much different than us, it really gave me a great love for new culture. Mm-hmm. And I had some just really great experiences.
I'm looking through your bio and looking on your website here, and you're doing a lot of digital marketing for the you know, the finance industry. Are we talking about Forex? Are we talking about you know, online markets? Are we talking about mortgage brokers? What is it exactly that you're focusing on?
My main focus is anything involved with trading. So Forex is currency trading, but I'm also doing marketing for stocks or options, mm-hmm. Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, futures trading, which is like commodities and gold and silver and oil, things like that. Basically anything that's involved with trading the financial markets.
Right. So, I mean, there's lots of movement going on at the moment with up-and-coming gold drilling out of Mexico. There's, you know, seems to be this roller coaster ride with, you know, the cryptocurrencies, regardless of what part you're looking at. Tell us a little bit about, you know, where you're looking at the moment, and where others might want to look right now.
As a trader, it really doesn't matter exactly what whether it's going up or down, because you can make money either way. You just kind of find out what moves happen and take advantage of those using a trading system. Yeah. And I do trade quite a bit. My business focus is primarily on helping traders who are very successful and they're trying to start up a trading business. I help them grow their businesses because I'm really good at driving traffic to those businesses. I'm very good at helping them figure out how to take that traffic and turn it into sales and conversions. I'm good at helping them figure out how to lower the cost of their traffic and things like that.
What are some of the steps for people to do that, to grow their business quickly?
Well, the first thing is that you want to be able to capture leads and grow an email list. So when I first started out, I actually, this was going on 10 years ago, I didn't have anything at all. I was just getting out of the military. I didn't have a lot of money, but I did have an old computer and an internet connection. And I used that just to start a website without knowing anything at all about marketing. And I was talking about trading because I had a history of trading. My dad taught me to trade when I was pretty young. But I just started a website and people started to come to it. And I had no idea how to turn that into revenue. But then after doing it for a while and people reading my articles, I realized that I needed to start capturing their email address, because once they came to the website, I needed to keep talking to them, that they just don't come and then leave. So I would offer a free report, you know, like, hey, get this free trading guide and just give me your email and I'll send it to your email. And so that's what I started doing 10 years ago, and I'm still doing that to this day. But now I have like 100 different reports that I'm giving away, and I'm driving thousands of visits a day, and I am getting about 24,000 new emails every month. And I'm teaching people that are running trading companies on how to create the reports, how to design the landing pages, and how to get the cheap traffic. But like you add, to answer the question, is the first step is you got to start building your email list.
Yeah, I heard you say to continue talking with them. Now, that's a very different approach than a lot of people that I've heard talk about this very topic. They seem to be focused on getting the sale, whereas you're, you know, wanting to capture it to continue a conversation. How important is it for you in your business model to have a relationship with the people that you're talking with?
Well, it's really important. And the reason why is some people can make sales right away. I've never been that great at sales. Mm. I'm more of better at, okay, I'm going to give you some really good experience. I'm going to give you some great content. I'm going to have you get to know me, and then eventually you'll make the decision to make the purchase. So I can't really convert right away, but the method that I'm using, where I'm just building a relationship, I'm giving them good training and good content. Mm-hmm. Eventually they do make the purchase, and the system works really well for me.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. I'd love to move over to the topic of The Ultimate Harmonic. Is that one of your latest titles?
Yeah, The Ultimate Harmonic Strategy Guide is a book that I published. It just recently has been released, and you can get that on Amazon, but mm-hmm. or on my website. It's a specific trading strategy that's used using a special type of pattern that you find in the market, and they just call them harmonic patterns. But really, it's looking for a chart pattern. So every day the charts are moving up and down, and the movement inside of a day forms a candle on a chart, and that candle is the price movement. So it's just a measurement of price with a given time during a one-day period. And you can look at those patterns and try to make trades off of them, and certain patterns will repeat themselves over and over again. And that's what that book is about, how to identify those patterns.
So in any investment sphere, if you're trading in any of those spheres, you would see inside of your books, they talk about very similar things.
Yeah, the charts are the same no matter what. Right. So if you're trading stocks or currencies or even Bitcoin, you're going to get those same kind of charts, and those patterns appear no matter what type of instrument you're trading.
I'm looking through, again, the bio, and I'm seeing things like the Trading Strategy Guide, the Learn to Trade for Profit, Finance and Market, Price, Action and Income. Are these resources that people can use, or are these books of yours as well?
Well, the website that I have is kind of talking about what I do in business. And so those are all different businesses that I've launched and run, and they all serve different functions. So Trading Strategy Guides, I'm selling trading tools. And then the Learn to Trade to Profit is the side of the business where I'm actually selling the media. So that side of the business is selling traffic. So if you are a marketer or if you're a trader and you want to buy some traffic, you can contact me at that business. So because I was really good at learning to sell my own products and my own training, I figured I might as well share that knowledge with other traders and not be greedy with it and say, I'm just going to only keep it for myself, but I'm now training other traders on how to grow their businesses as well.
I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, are you helping only advanced traders? At what level should people come to work with you?
I'm pretty selective, right? So you have to really be a very good trader, mm-hmm. and you're offering good services to your users. So I always check to make sure that you're really serving your market well. Unfortunately, in the trading industry, there's a lot of people that just make a sales page and are trying to sell just to make money, and they're not necessarily helping people. Yeah. So I have a pretty strict process where I vet you very, very strongly. So if you're really legitimate and you're really helping people learn how to trade, then you can work with me. But if you're not, then it's probably not going to work out.
So you've got a section here where you can book you. Is that for speaking events?
Yeah, that's for speaking events, and also like this appearing on your podcast. Mm-hmm. And I also have my own podcast as well, and it's called the Cash Flow Hacking Podcast.
Fantastic.
And the reason I call it Cash Flow Hacking is not because we're doing any actual hacking, but a hack means a tip or a trick.
Yeah.
And how to increase your cash flow, we bring on experts of people that can teach you how to make money, whether it's real estate, whether it's trading, whether it's launching your own business, whatever it is, it's great to have multiple streams of revenue.
And this is a service that is global. You can help any advanced trader globally?
Yeah, I can help anyone no matter what. The markets is a global, all over the world, there are people that are trading.
Yeah. Do you find that you have much time to have any downtime, or is this it 7 days a week?
You know, it's really important that I do have downtime because I've got a very large family.
All right.
I've got 9 kids.
Wow.
So I'm married with 9 kids. So with me and my wife and the kids, that's 11 of us.
How do you do it?
It's I don't know.
It just happens.
Yeah, people ask me if I knew how that happened. I said, no, can you tell me?
It was much funny as my wife is the eldest of 8. So I'm familiar with the environment.
Yeah, so every year we actually take a whole month off in the summer, and we travel across the United States. I'm from Pennsylvania, which is on the East Coast, and we travel to my home state, which is in Oregon, on the West Coast. And we get in a Ford van, and we drive across the entire country, and it's like a 2,700-mile trip one way. So total, it's like over 5,000 miles.
Wow, and they've made movies on that sort of adventure.
Yeah, we could probably make a movie on our trip too, as exciting as it is.
I just have these thoughts of how fun that would be, and sometimes how stressful it could be as well, I suspect.
The kids, I seem to enjoy it. The parents, we definitely have our stress moments, adventure. I like adventure.
I think that's what I was indicating.
Yeah.
So, look, if people want to find your podcast, whereabouts are they going to find that? Is that on your main website?
You can find it on my website at caseystubbs.com, or you can just Google the Cash Flow Hacking Podcast and it'll appear in the search results.
All right. And what's your booking schedule looking like for the next 3 months? Do you have a lot of speaking coming up? What's happening in your business?
Well, I've got some really great guests that are showing up. Tomorrow, I've got I'm releasing an episode with a brain expert. His name is Richard Asaroff, and I'm pretty excited about that.
Fantastic.
Because he teaches people how to use their brains to get the maximum success in trading and also in finances.
Imagine that, using your brain.
Well, the problem is that, and I learned on the show, is that your brain, it's very powerful, but people don't know how to use it the right way and to get it to do what they want. You know how we always want to do this stuff, but for some reason we just don't do what we want to do? Mm-hmm. We got to trick our brains to do what we actually want to do.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Do you use, your former military experience in terms of, that's one thing, but as far as your psychology towards business and trading, how does that look for you? What do you do? Do you have routines that you focus on to when you're maybe not feeling so inspired of a morning?
You know, I don't have I'd like to get some of those in place, but I'm not really the greatest at it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest strength is probably perseverance and just working hard. Eventually, if you do those two things, it'll work out for you.
And that's what I find is a common thread, you know, this this desire never to give up, you know, because only when you give up, you truly fail. Isn't that the truth?
When you have a setback, it's an opportunity.
Casey, I'd like to now look at some of the ways, some of the practical steps that someone could use what you know to get started. I know we're talking about advanced traders, but a lot of our audience are actually, you know, beginner to, you know, just getting momentum. What would you say to those people that are wanting to get into trading? What would be the advice?
Okay, well, I'll break it down to two things because I think if they're just listening, they might not have any interest in trading. So I want to kind of veer off. I love talking about beginning stuff because we all start somewhere.
Of course.
Whether they want to start trading or start a business, because you might not have a capital. If you don't have capital, you really can't start trading. You've got to have some money. But I would say the first thing is look at what your strengths are. Write those down. Also, not just your strengths, but also what your passions are. Mm-hmm. Write those down. And then thirdly, look at your resources. What are the resources you have? How much money? You might not necessarily have a lot, but you don't necessarily need it a lot. But I will tell you that a lot of people will look at what they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of looking at what they don't have, look at what they do have. When I started, I didn't have any money, but I had an internet connection and a computer. So I used those resources to start a website on a free website host because I had no money. I went to Yola.com, which is a free host. I used MailChimp, which is a free email program to capture emails. I had no money for any tools, but I used what I had. So if you don't have money, you just look at what you do have and utilize your limited resources to grow your resources.
And you know, this is that idea of it's not a matter of how many resources, it's how resourceful you are, isn't it?
That's it. If I would have had a lot of stuff, I could have maybe got a bigger launch. I just started small and grew slowly over time. But now it's quite a large operation.
It's that steam train. Once you get it started, you're not going to stop it, are you?
No, that's it. It's that snowball running down the hill.
Well, for anybody who's listening to this call today, Casey's the man for you if you're an advanced trader. And if you want to find him, you will find him at caseystubbs.com. He has his own podcast. There's The Ultimate Harmonic, amongst many other great titles that he has available for you via his website. Casey, it's been an absolutely fantastic call. Thank you very much for being on the My Future Business Show with me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick. It has been a wonderful experience.
It's been fun having you on the call with us today. Now click on that big red subscribe button and make sure you leave us a comment, share us with your friends, and join the growing list of leading entrepreneurs who have enjoyed their time on the show at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. And if you're looking for someone to create professional evergreen webinar videos that get your audience to take actions you want them to take, then for more details, be sure to visit myfuturebusiness.com/shop.